What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. On today's show, who will have a better career, Dak Prescott or Baker Mayfield? Plus, Skip and Shannon go toe-to-toe with their all-time NBA starting fives. And could the Lakers make a run at Doc Rivers? We've got a busy show today. Let's get to it. Who will have a better career, Dak Prescott or Baker Mayfield? Dak has a 32-16 record in his first three seasons, plus a playoff win. On the other side, Baker had an impressive six wins as a rookie for a franchise that only had one win the previous 2 years. And oh yeah, he just got a new weapon in Odell Beckham Jr. So Shannon, who will have the better career? It's a good question, Dak or Baker?
It is a trick. Oh, it is a trick question.
It isn't a trick. It's a real question.
Oh, that's my camera right there?
What are we worried about?
Baker.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dak.
Stop.
I thought that's what you thought was a trick question.
Stop.
Seriously?
On his best day, he wish he could throw the ball like Baker Mayfield.
Really?
You ought to stop, Skip. Baker is already a better thrower of the football than Dak Prescott because he's had more practice at it, Skip. Basically, his whole career, he's been in a passing-style offense. So him throwing the ball down the field is second nature to him. That's not what Dak Prescott did at Mississippi State, Skip. He was in the zone read.
Well, he did it some. He did it enough. Go ahead. It wasn't like he never threw.
I mean, Tebow threw sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, he a little further advanced than Tebow, Dak is.
I mean, but his last college game, Tebow threw for 482
yards.
We're
not yards. To Skip.
482?
Baker, you know what? I'm reclaiming my time. I need 32 seconds.
Well, you just said he's like Tebow. I'm saying, well, Tebow
threw a little higher than Tebow. Yeah. But anyway, I'm taking Baker Mayfield because I think he throws the football better. He's more accurate than Dak. He throws the football. He ain't all about that dinking and dacking.
Mm.
He's getting big plays, and they just gave him a big play receiver, so he's going to have even more splash plays.
Yep.
Another thing that I like is I like John Dorsey. Because John Dorsey seems to be knowing what he's doing, and he's not going to be bothering Freddie Kitchens. He's going to hire Freddie Kitchens to be the chef. He's going to let him prepare the meal. He ain't going to be always tinkering like another general manager I know that Dak has to play for.
You might have a point there.
I got a bunch of points there. So anyway, I haven't seen the development yet, Skip, in 51 starts that I need to see from Dak Prescott of throwing the football down the field. He's very, very, very dependent on one Ezekiel Elliott to have ultimate success. So now, with it, can you imagine if old Baker had that? Woo-wee! Since he doesn't, he's just going to have to make do throwing the ball to Jarvis and OBJ and Higgins and Callaway and Njoku and let Chubb rock. And after this 8-game suspension, let old boy come back, Kareem Hunt come back and throw that sky hook spin on him. So Baker Mayfield by long shot.
By a long shot.
Long.
That's interesting. My turn. As I said last Friday on Troller Coaster, this question is unfair for me.
No, it ain't.
This is like asking me to choose between two of my children because they are both like my children to me because I do love them both. And I told you long before that draft.
Hazel or Ernestine.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. I said before that draft, long before, I'm taking Baker Mayfield number one overall. And a lot of people laughed, and now I don't think they're laughing because he was the right choice for John Dorsey. And now John Dorsey's been proclaimed the GOAT of GMs, right? Because he picked Baker and he went and got Odell.
Yeah, he swindled the Jacks out of Odell.
Okay, all right, so here we go. I will give you this. If I'm picking the more entertaining player to watch, it's not even close. It's Baker. I'm going to watch Baker over Dak all day and all night because he is the more spectacular thrower of the football. He is the crazier of the two because he's liable to try anything at any moment.
Ooh, look at that stuff.
And Baker Mayfield will talk trash to anybody.
Look at that throw right
there. Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, on the move between two.
And you remember Baker, what he did to Hugh Jackson when he went to the Bengals?
Oh,
he's throwing touchdowns and running up the field, pointing at him. And if Baker doesn't like what you're doing, he might go over on his sideline and disrespect you by grabbing his crotch. Okay. That's what he's capable of doing, right?
Yes.
Because that's what he is made of.
Now, I ain't going to let you do all that double talking. That was not the question. Jenny okay, said, who would have a better career, Dak or Baker? Not the more entertaining career. Yeah. Who would have the better
career? I have to give Baker his due.
Okay.
Now we're down to the bottom line, to this discussion. Dak will have more success as a starting quarterback than Baker Mayfield because Dak is better in so many bigger ways that count.
Like
they're subtle ways, but they're more important ways. Dak is just better. And I'm going to say these things again. Dak Prescott, first 3 years in the league, set the all-time completion percentage record. Nobody has completed a higher percentage of passes than Dak Prescott has for his first 3 years in the league. He has won the second most games over those 3 years to one Tom Brady up in Foxborough. And Dak Prescott has led the league in game-winning drives. So clutch factor, it's Dak, because I'm not sure about Baker. I saw glimpses and flashes, and then I didn't see glimpses and flashes. I'm not sure about Baker yet there.
You shouldn't be sure about Dak.
I am totally sure because he led the whole league for 3 years in game-winning drives. And then who's more durable? Who's going to stay healthier between those two? I think it's the bigger man. It's the guy who can run with the football and make key plays with his legs. Not that Baker can't move around, but I'm not sure that at, what's Baker go, about six feet?
Yeah.
And maybe he weighs 210 or 15. Mm-hmm. Dak's more 240, 250. Dak is, he is incredible. I got to knock on wood, but he is incredibly durable.
I'll give you credit.
Okay.
Dak seems to be a little more sturdy
mm-hmm.
Because of the body's the makeup and structure. But he can't throw the ball like Baker. And that's what it comes. Now every time, you know what, Jenny? If you didn't know better, you swear I'd never played. Because Skip tell me all the time, the most important position is what? The most valuable position is what? And what do you need to be able to do? Throw the football, Skip.
Yeah,
you need to be able to
throw
the football. And this man, a rookie, is already ahead of your guy in year three. So he's only going
to
get better.
Head-to-head against your guy. What's his name? Carson Wentz. W-I-N-C-E as in ah.
That was not the question.
Ouch. Wentz.
You tried to hedge.
Yeah.
You tried
against,
to hedge.
Wait a second.
You
against your guy head-to-head at Jerry World last year in the fourth quarter in overtime when the stakes were the highest. This is for the division championship. My guy simply threw for 243 yards just in the fourth quarter in overtime.
And why?
Is that throwing the football?
If you don't mind
Does
me
that
asking,
work?
If you don't mind me asking, yeah. Why did he have to do that? Because he had turned it over.
Oh.
If he stopped throwing picks, he wouldn't have had to throw for 485. But it took a 485.
Who won the game?
It took
Who won the game?
It took a 485 game from your quarterback. Mm-hmm. 150-yard rusher, a 200 total yard offense, total offense from your running back, a 200-yard day from your receiver, and you still had to go to overtime. So, Baker just be dealing.
A guy who can't throw, quote unquote, said the Hall of Famer, can't throw? Threw for 243 and you still think he can't throw?
All I know is my guy be in the kitchen. Old Baker be in the kitchen. Cooking up them tubs.
In Freddie's kitchen?
Yeah, that old Freddie kitchen, old Baker. He got a baker in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, don't be using that, Cleveland. I'm suing. I copyrighted it.
I thought you liked Sam Darnold better than Baker Mayfield.
I'm trying to make some money on these T-shirts.
Did.
Now
a while ago, right?
Now you're all in on Baker.
Cleveland has a baker in the kitchen. Hey, don't use that. I'm suing.
He's got a lot of cooking.
A baker in the kitchen.
Don't bread in the kitchen.
I don't think anybody's going to steal that. I'm sorry. I don't think.
Watch him be serving up them touchdowns in the AFC North.
I like it.
He's going to win the division, too.
Yeah. Look, Baker's still got that self-destructive gene in him, like you can't quite trust, like you don't know, because I keep thinking of that video of him running from the cops in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And he didn't get very
thrown up against that retaining wall.
He didn't get very far. Well, that's lucky. He's lucky that's all he got.
That is true. somebody else might have gotten worse,
exactly.
Right? I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to see how this thing turn out. Mm-hmm. I might take Cleveland to have a better record than your Cowboys.
Really?
I'm just saying right now. That's in my heart right now.
I might take that bet.
That's in my heart
I just
right now.
Might take
I got to see
bet.
How this thing, you know.
Okay. Well, let's angle toward that bet because I am sniffing dew there.
I kind of like this
big
one.
Big
dew. Old Baker. Old Baker.
I think I might be on your side.
Yeah, look at Jenny say she's on my side.
I'm all in on Baker. I'm surprised by your answer, Skip, honestly.
Listen.
Dak
Prescott is the truth, and you have not seen it yet.
If Baker was in Dallas.
You can't see the light.
He took Baker.
Hey, more dependable, both emotionally and strategically, is Dak Prescott. I'll take him. He is the alpha of this team. He is the face of the franchise. He is more trustable than Baker Mayfield
is. I trust Baker. He's going to do right.
I want to watch Baker, but I trust Dak.
Well, you can watch him. Ain't going to win. So my guy going to win.
My guy just keeps winning divisions. I don't know. Is that good?
Keeps? I mean.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You keep? Well, you're not winning this year.
Well, he won 2 out of 3 and could have won 3.
Two out of four. Yeah, you're going to be winning this year.
You're going to lose a whole nother big old swimming
pool. Walker, I'm going to be 100%.
Yeah. You know, that guy, he is shaky. And now he doesn't have that safety net, Nick Foles.
Ask the GM, I guarantee you. They'll have Baker and Walker to him in front of Dak.
Really? I don't think Walker to him anymore. Yeah.
This is a big year for him. He needs to have
you mean bounce it to him. I forgot about that guy.
Walker to him. Long handoffs.
You know,
40-yard handoffs.
You bet on the wrong horse on this
one. I saw him a couple of years ago, Skip, run down there and just hand it to him.
Yeah.
50 yards away. I said, That's how he got the name Walker to him.
Really?
Just like a long handoff.
Really?
Your guy can't do that.
My guy's the truth.
No,
My guy's got another several divisions and Super Bowls.
He ain't got no.
You watch.
Baker go have
I'm good
a better
with
I like hearing you sing Baker's name, though. Yeah. It's
my
fun.
Guy.
Yep.
Gonna be my guy.
Do you know how much Dak Prescott has won me already?
He gonna get it all back to you.
I got this.
No mercy.
Let's move on to Skip's Cowboys, though. They've been very quiet so far in free agency, but it could pick up today when safety Eric Berry is expected to visit. The 5-time Pro Bowler was released by the Chiefs last week, and he's only played 3 games in the last 2 seasons. The Cowboys still have a bunch of their own players to sign, and Stephen Jones said they'll need to be, quote, super creative with that. It's a good quote. We're joined by Fox NFL analyst Mark Shalareth. Mark, is Eric Berry the answer for the Cowboys?
Well, what's the question? Like,
Super Bowl or bust?
Well, he can make a difference. When I look at the Cowboys roster-wise, they are a young, talented roster. When you look at it, it's 23, 22, 24, 25, 26, 25, 20. That's what their roster looks
you're
like.
You're scaring Shannon Sharp.
Right. They're a young, very talented roster.
Mm-hmm.
See, to me, you need a rudder, right? You need a ship has to have a rudder.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is a veteran quality guy that glues people together. Now, Eric Berry is a phenomenal player when healthy. The problem is he hasn't been healthy in a couple of years, right?
Yes.
He hasn't played a lot of games.
Right.
Correct.
But you look at any locker room dynamic, especially with young players, you have to have a couple of veteran guys that glue people together, especially during the tough times and the bumps that come in any season. So to me, he would be a great answer for the Cowboys from a leadership standpoint, from a guidance standpoint, and basically bringing young players along. I always say with any team, you need a few adults in the room. Like, it's good to have young guys. It's good to have the energy. It's good to have athleticism and all that. But you need a few adults to make sure they've been guided in the right direction. And Eric Berry certainly will provide that to a football team.
Mm-hmm. I definitely believe he'll be an upgrade over Heath. The question is, Skip, at what price? And that's what I think the Cowboys are trying to figure out. He understands this is probably going to be his last contract. And he's not going to want one of these contracts $2 million in every game that you're active, we'll give you another $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want the incentive-based contract. He wants that guarantee. He saw what Earl Thomas got. He saw what Landon Collins got. He sees the safety market around the league. He said it.
What is his safety market, though?
He don't look at it like Skip. We the last one to see that our skills start to mature. You know, everybody else is like, I still see the guy that went to all those Pro Bowls. You mentioned he went to 5 Pro Bowls, first team All-Pro.
Yep.
And the last time we remember him healthy, did a tremendous job on Rob Gronkowski on that Thursday night game to start the season. That's the way he still sees himself, even after the Achilles injury, even after the heel injury in which he missed, as Jenny said, 29 of a possible 32 games.
Right.
He still sees himself as that guy, Skip. So he sees himself as that guy. That guy should be paid, you know, $30 million guarantee. He's not going to get that. Mm. So the question is, what is he willing to accept? Mm-hmm. He says, you know what? This is a team that I can really help as far as Stink alluded to, as far as leadership. I can make some plays.
Yep.
I can make decent money, but I might be the missing piece to get this team over the hump.
I would agree with that.
I think one thing really quick, Skip, I think it comes down to, are you willing to be realistic with where you're at in your career, and how much does winning a championship still factor into that? Because you look at the Cowboys, and it's, you look at the NFC East, and you look at the talent that they've amassed, the young talent they've amassed, I still look at them as a contender with the right pieces falling into place, and you have to come to grips with, where am I at my career, and is a championship more important than guaranteed money?
Okay. By the way, NFL.com has reported that Robert Quinn, who's now property of the Miami Dolphins, he was there very quietly last year because I lost touch with him. He had 5 sacks, but I don't remember any of them.
Right.
He's on his way to Dallas, and they are in trade talks with the Dolphins for Robert Quinn, and he's going to, I guess, interview in Dallas today.
You like that?
Okay, Randy Gregory out. Maybe Robert Quinn would be stopgap. I don't know. I don't remember him making plays last year.
No. He hadn't been really the same. He got injured at the Rams. Yep. He hadn't really been the same player because he used to be a heck of a pass rush off the edge.
I agree with every point you made about Eric Berry. It's more in his stature, in his experience, and who he used to be that I love. Because I don't think he's ever going to be that guy.
No, he won't.
I just have a gut feeling he's just had too many things go wrong with his body to be that guy.
And most of his injuries, Skip, are lower.
They are.
And to be a safety in this league, you need to be able to run.
Achilles is not good.
Nope.
You're usually never quite the same. Randall Cobb, I would value even more highly because they lost Cole Beasley, and Randall Cobb's only 28 years of age, and he was haunted all last year by hamstring. It wasn't a pull. I think it was a tear. Mm-hmm. If he's right and healthy at the right price, he could bring a lot of pop to that offense because you can play Randall Cobb outside as well as in the slot. I think he's all-purpose. Mm-hmm. You can run him. You can do. He's like an even better Tavon Austin right now that you could do things with on offense. So I like that addition. But in the end, these are all great problems to have because it's still a young, talented roster. And you made this point earlier. I'm going to reinforce it. They need to prioritize signing Zeke first, or re-signing him, extending Ezekiel Elliott. He's earned it. He deserves it. He's got the shortest window of any position.
Yes.
And again, I know what they did to DeMarco Murray, and it was not pretty what they did. They used him up in 2014, and then they said, thank you very much, goodbye.
Yep.
And I don't want to see that happen to Zeke. I don't think he has a big window in this league.
He probably got
runs.
At the way he's running and the touches, probably 2 to 3 years max at that capacity.
Two at this level where you're leading the league in rushing, maybe 2 more big years. But after that, he is high collision.
Yeah.
He runs through brick walls. Like on 3rd and short, he just takes on anybody.
Steve, we know a guy like that, don't we? We played one. Got us 2 Super Bowls.
You did.
I mean.
And then what happened?
He got his knee. But when you start getting that 400 threshold, you get 2,000 yards. Right. You're going to have almost 400 carries because that's 5 yards a carry.
You're talking about
Terrell Davis. And then he went 1750 the year before that, and then 15-plus the year before that. It takes carry to get to those numbers. And
John Elway could not have done what he did without that guy.
And we were a running team. We made the mistake in the playoff game, the divisional game against Jacksonville. All of a sudden, we thought we were a passing team.
Right.
And we got away from that.
Did you not have a great offensive line?
We did. They wanted to maul people. They wanted to run the ball.
Yep.
It just takes its toll. And as far as Stephen Jones is concerned, saying that we're going to have to be creative, that's the business. But you can be creative because you can give long money and save your cap space.
Right.
You just have to give long money to the right guys, right?
Exactly.
When you're going long money, you got to have the right guys to give long money to.
So I had my heart set on Earl Thomas. Because he's not only a made man, but he can still play.
He's in his prime. He can still do.
He's Eric Berry with ability left, with great years, maybe 2 or 3 great, I don't know, 4 or 5 great years. And out of the blue, as he said yesterday in his interview in Baltimore, came the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And they didn't just offer him this and that. They offered him the best contract on the market, even better than Landon Collins got in Washington. Well, Dallas can't compete with that.
Right.
So I say, God bless you, Earl.
But that's what you're doing, Skip. If you want a guy in free agency, You just go ahead and put your best offer on the table and make him an offer he can't refuse.
He said he took the Ravens offer in 2 hours. They had it completely.
That's
finished.
It. Because
I'm thinking, you know, he didn't even want to talk to Dallas.
Because then
you, over.
Because here's the thing, Skip, you lowball a guy. Somebody else comes in and they offer more, and then you come back. He's like, you could have did that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So the okay. Ravens said, we released Weddle. We like Jefferson. Jefferson's a box safety. Yeah. Earl Thomas still can roam. Let's go ahead and make it happen.
It's a great move for the Ravens.
But the Cowboys
needed it.
Skip, the Cowboys couldn't do this move. You can't spend that kind of money on a safety when you have all these guys that need money on your own team.
Unless right. you take your basic home state discount.
Well, and that's one of the other things that's important for Dallas in this process to remember, and I think this is important for any team. If you don't take care of the guys that are homegrown, your locker room starts to look at management and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. The only guys you want to play are guys who haven't helped build where we are right now.
Yep.
That's exactly. not the appropriate way to go about it. So that move to me is an important move. Taking care of your homegrown talent, yep. your running back, your quarterback, those guys, your pass yep. rusher, that's an important aspect of building a mm-hmm. football team of quality.
But it won't matter. They can take care of all of them, and it's going to be the same thing.
I will remind you that last year we won the division and a playoff game and almost won a second playoff game with Jeff Heath and Xavier Woods at safety.
Hello.
They're pretty good. I'm not saying they're great. Why they're not going to make Pro Bowls, but they're pretty good football players, both of them.
Why wasn't Jenny and I invited to the parade of you guys winning a playoff game?
Well, we don't throw parades.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Thank you very much.
We've got
thank you very much.
Super Bowl
thank
trophies.
You very much. Hold up.
Jerry's got a whole office full of Super Bowl trophies.
And when was the last time?
Huh?
You heard what he said at the combine.
Couple more.
Jerry, what heard what he said? He ain't got much time left. That's what Jerry says.
I don't know why he keeps saying
that. I don't know
either. I know, it's
that
old.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Shouldn't say
but
that.
I put it like this here. He was in his 50s the last time he won one.
Okay.
He in LA late 70s.
So we can do the math. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That ain't none of my business. I don't even know why I brought that up, Skip.
We won a playoff game last year and almost won two.
No, you didn't almost win two.
Well, it was a one-score game.
You almost lost one, too. 3rd and 14, Dak, they let a quarterback go.
Is that not a play?
You know they'll what? Never stop, Mark.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Never stop around
ever.
Here. Good to have you with
yes,
us, always.
Great to be here. No mercy.
But hey, how about this? Last week, Skip got thousands of questions for his Troller Coaster segment, and one of the most interesting was from Isaiah in New Jersey. I hope he's watching, who asked Skip, who would you put in your all-time starting five lineup in the NBA? Now, this isn't necessarily the best players at each position, but if you had one game to win,
yep.
who would be your five guys?
It's
so
close.
I will start
nailed it. That's
with
perfect.
Shannon. Well, it's important.
It close.
One
yeah.
game.
What?
One game.
Wait.
What? We got a lot of
You're
Lakers.
First.
There's a lot of Lakers in this starting lineup. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, you know, I got to have a man to run the point. I'm going to go with the greatest point guard of all time, and Irving Magic Johnson.
Mm.
We need a two guard. We need somebody that can fill it up if we need to. He can ISO. He got a post-up game. Ooh, play defense. I need all that.
Okay.
I'm going with one Michael Jordan.
What?
Let me finish this. This is my list.
Shannon
my
first.
You've been bashing him for years.
You. I know it ain't bashing. Ain't bashing. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to go with the greatest power forward of all time. A 15-time all-defensive first and second team. Mm. Two-time league MVP.
Mm.
Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
One time. The big fundamental.
Timmy. I thought you hated the Spurs. You have ridiculed Tim Duncan.
I'm with a game.
You're saying you can't watch him.
I can't.
He's the boringest superstar ever, and you're putting him in your starting lineup?
I'm trying to win
the
game.
Oh, then maybe I was right all along about the Spurs.
Oh, and then I got to go with the other guy. You know what? This guy was very underrated, Jenny, as a defensive guy.
Mm.
The one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 11-time all-defensive first and second team.
Yep.
He led the NBA in blocks four times,
yep.
six MVPs,
mm-hmm.
six chips.
Mm.
I got to go with him. But I need a three.
Mm.
I need a three.
Mm.
I need a small forward.
Really?
And I need somebody that not only could, in their prime, sit in that chair for 40 minutes, lock, take, guard one through five.
Mm-hmm.
I need a guy ooh, can play above the rim, can make plays,
yeah.
Triple-double threat every night.
Mm.
Greatest player that ever walked the earth.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
If really?
Don't do this, Skip. I got it. Let me have my moment.
Mm.
When you talk about bad, they say it in the Paleolithic time.
Mm.
You know, that was Fred Flintstone. That was when he was around. They had dinosaur.
Mm.
The baddest dinosaur was what, Skip?
Mm.
T-Rex.
Mm.
got to have old T. He coming out last. You know, you introduce your starting lineup, Skip, and this guy.
He's last.
He coming out last.
Wait, I got to ask. Did T-Rex ever get his shot blocked by Mario Hezonja?
Yeah, T-Rex had little arms.
Seriously?
T-Rex had little arms.
Little arms. Yeah, short arms, that's it. That's it. Yeah, and so he did this, and it's like, I got my shot blocked.
Hey, Skip Bayless. Jeannie said, okay, I've tried to win a game, and that's mine.
One
I got
game.
Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron James.
Hmm. Did I hear Kobe Bryant in there?
You sure did not.
I did not hear
Kobe. You sure
Kobe
did not.
I thought I didn't. So, I'm about to, on the fly, off the cuff, make one change to the starting five that I used on Troller Coaster last Friday.
Okay.
But I'm going to make it because I've heard your starting five, I just want to win this all-time championship game. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to make one change, and I'll get to it in my last player, okay?
Okay.
But I am also taking the greatest point guard ever to start my team with, and that is Magic Johnson. Unfortunately, your guy LeBron is really just a point guard. He needs the ball in his hands. He always has the ball in his hands. So, wait a second. If I have Jordan and Magic, wait a minute. Where's the ball going to go? LeBron needs the ball.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't have it.
So, he doesn't fit in my starting lineup. I'm sorry, because I want Magic. Greatest winners intangibles ever, this side of Michael Jeffrey Jordan. So, I got Jordan on one wing, and I got Kobe Bryant on the other wing, and you're going to have a hard time with my two wings because they are the cold-bloodedest basketball assassins who ever walked on a court. They have killer will, both of them. They are going to look to destroy your team. And I don't know who you're going to put on Kobe then.
Bron.
Bron's on Kobe? Ah. Oof. Oh, Kobe's going to torch him. He's not quick enough.
Okay, what is Kobe going to do against Bron?
He'll be just fine.
No, he won't be just fine.
What are you going to do, post up LeBron? Is that how you're going to do it?
We're going to give him the business. Okay, you only got two players. You got three. You got Magic, Kobe, and Jordan.
Yep, and I'm good right there. I could just stop. Once I got the real 23, the game's over.
I bet you got Shaq.
But you also have him on your side, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm also going with the greatest power forward ever, who's actually a center, but that guy was...
He's a four.
But he's actually a five. He's 7 feet tall, and his name is Tim Duncan, and he's the greatest passing big man ever, so I got that. And now I come to my big change.
Okay.
This is to counteract Kareem. Yes, sir. I'm going with Shaquille O'Neal.
I know you were.
Because I always said that when I pick my all-time rankings, I always put Shaq a little ahead of Kareem. Because if I think head-to-head, one-on-one, Shaq in his prime versus Kareem in his prime, I got to tell you, I think Shaq would ragdoll Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Seriously, prime versus prime, Shaq at, what did he weigh, 3-something? I don't know.
320 probably.
320?
Between 3 and 320.
He again, wasn't fun to watch, wasn't pretty to watch, but he was simply the most overpowering offensive basketball force I ever saw. Impossible to referee and impossible to guard. You just couldn't keep him from the rack.
You know what? Now I'm going to change mine. You know what?
You're going to change?
I'm making a substitution.
I don't know if that's allowed in the
game. I don't think it is.
Yeah, I'm laughing. You know what? I'm going to send Tim Duncan to the bench.
You are?
Yep.
Huh.
And?
I'm taking Akeem Olajuwon.
You're taking Akeem? Where did that come from?
Because I need somebody to counteract Shaq.
Okay.
Because you remember what Akeem did to Shaq.
Yeah, Akeem weighs like 230.
That's okay.
Okay.
Do you remember what he did to Shaq in Orlando? Do you remember that?
That was a long time ago.
That was Shaq in his prime.
Okay. No, it wasn't.
Kicking him.
He hadn't arrived yet.
Okay.
That was baby Shaq.
Ask Shaq who gave him the most problems in his NBA career.
Well, I agree Shaq would have a hard time guarding Akeem.
But here's the thing, though, Skip. I grant it would be tough for Kareem because it wasn't like Kareem. We had Kareem out here. Mm-hmm. Kareem is still a thin man. You can imagine what he was like in his 20s and 30s. But, Skip, he wasn't stopping that sky hook. That's the most unstoppable shot in the history of the NBA. Shaq might get 40, but Kareem going to get 50.
50? So you're just going to pump it into Kareem every time?
I need that.
So you got LeBron and Jordan and Magic, and they're just watching Kareem go one-on-one?
Hey, throw that sky.
Really?
Hey, Skip, you know he throw that sky hook.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for leaving me Tim Duncan because he's my guts and glue of my group, because you got a bunch of egos on the floor, yeah, and you only have one basketball. Right. But Tim Duncan will ultimately share the basketball, but all time share
what,
the
what Elijah won. He's mm-hmm. a peaceful man. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to ride with Elijah won.
Are
but
you?
There's a lot of Lakers up there, Skip. There's a lot of Lakers up. Ooh, mm-hmm. all of them.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Well, but you only...
You know what? You keep on talking. I might take somebody else off that skill.
I know,
don't
but,
make me.
But wait a second. The guy on the far right does not qualify as a Laker.
Why
am
not?
Am I right?
Yeah, he
well,
does.
He hasn't earned the stripes yet.
Yeah, he earned it.
He has not earned the right to wear purple and gold.
I mean,
especially as an all-timer. He's got to wear a Cavaliers uniform. We should have a Cavaliers uniform.
No, we should not have a no.
Yes,
do
we
that.
Should.
No, we don't do that.
He is a Cavalier at heart.
Can I ask you a question? Are we going to play by... 2018-19 rules? Are we going to play by
eight?
Because if we don't, I'm going to redo my whole lineup.
Really?
I'm going to take Jordan. I'm going to take LeBron. And I might get James Harden, Steph Curry. I might give me some more players, Skip, with the three-point shot.
We're playing by 2,000 rules. Just
okay,
2000.
So okay, the three
Shaq
point,
rules.
The three, yeah,
Shaq,
yeah.
Shaq rules.
Yeah, so because the three-pointer was still not that
nope.
big of a deal.
It
then.
Wasn't okay. that prevalent.
But Skip, that roster I got.
I think I would beat you by 20, maybe.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
I got Jordan. I picked first.
Well,
you got
Jordan
Kobe.
Play for both teams.
You got
Jordan.
No, you got Kobe.
Not, no.
I gave you Kobe.
Yeah. If I got Kobe and Jordan, you're going to lose. You're just going to lose.
All I know, and didn't see a whole lot of this, but I just remember my last impression of Magic Johnson going against Michael Jordan was game one of the 1991 NBA Finals. And if Skip Bayless, if my memory serves me correct, and I know your memory serves you correct, can you tell the people at home, because a lot of them that watch our show, they were young, and some of them might not have been born in 1991. Mm. Can you tell them what Magic did to Mike?
1991?
Yeah, NBA Finals.
That was a breakthrough year.
NBA Finals.
Yeah.
A triple dub in Chicago Stadium.
Huh.
And in game two, what did Phil Jackson do? Put Scottie Pippen on Magic, and he picked him up 94 feet.
Mm.
But I don't even know why I brought that up, Jenny. That was none of my business.
Maybe,
you didn't ask me that.
Maybe my memory's foggy, but didn't Jordan win game one of that?
No, they lost.
Did they?
They lost.
I'm thinking of the up and under he did on
He did it.
On
That's
Perkins.
What he did. That's what he did it.
Maybe
but they took
did.
The L. Because
yeah.
Magic, hey, Magic was throwing that baby sky hook on him, was doing that right there, yeah. Jay Worthy. Ah. Take
Maybe
that.
You're right. I was there. I was in the front row. I was.
So you saw that air.
I did.
You saw that triple dub that man put on
I just
it.
Remember what happened the rest of the series because it was kind of a mismatch.
Because one
team had 23 and the other team did not.
No, but you told me Magic Johnson, Michael, he was a defensive stopper. Mm-hmm. You put him on anybody. No, Phil mm-hmm. put 6'7" and Scottie Pippen mm-hmm. on Magic.
Well, who was the defensive player of the year one year? Michael Jordan.
1988, yeah.
The whole league. The best player in the
LeBron
league.
LeBron should have won it, Skip. Huh. You know he should have won it over Marc Gasol.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
You do
sure.
remember that, the year he won the NBA.
I don't
2013,
think so.
If I'm not mistaken.
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
You
that.
Do remember it.
Yeah, all I can remember now is LeBron playing no defense.
So what about these six
first
teams?
Is this team? Like, do you want the current LeBron on your team? Is that what we're talking
first
about?
First of all, I got Kareem.
Yeah.
I got Tim Duncan and Elijah Wan, so yeah. I'm good.
No, you don't have Tim Duncan.
I gave him
He's
back.
He's out.
I take Elijah Wan. I take Dream.
Okay.
Who going to stop that Dream shake?
Hmm.
Who going to stop the Dream shake?
Probably Jordan will go get him.
Okay, Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, he will.
I wish no, it's a fantasy world we could watch this happen, because that was fun to listen to you guys go back and forth about it. No mercy. The Lakers season has been a complete disaster, and a lot of people are putting it on the shoulders of Luke Walton. He will likely be out at the end of this season, and Peter Vesey says they like Doc Rivers and would give him the job if he's interested. One problem, he's employed by the Clippers for two more seasons, and don't forget that LeBron is signed with the Lakers for three more seasons. We're joined by FS1 NBA analyst Chris Broussard. Chris, what is the better job for the next 3 years? Are you going with
Good question.
The Clippers? Are you going with the Lakers?
Well, obviously, you want to wait and see what happens in free agency, who each team gets. But right now, Clippers, I don't even think it's close. Front office, I got the great Jerry West, probably the greatest executive in NBA history. Not probably, certainly. Lawrence Frank has done a good job. Mike Winger, who they brought over from Oklahoma City with Sam Presti.
By the way, Doc lost his personnel
right.
decision making.
And that's
right?
when, yeah. and I thought Doc did a really bad job when they had their big three, DeAndre mm-hmm. Jordan, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even get him past the second round. Now that he's just focused on coaching,
yep.
I think he's done a terrific job. He might be coach of the year.
Yep.
So with the front office is better, more stable. Jeannie's a fine owner, but Steve Ballmer is a really good owner. He's going to spend money. You know, he's enthusiastic.
That $38 billion, he got
right. He got plenty to burn. And then when you look at the rosters, which is key, that team has a bunch of hungry, hardworking role players who know who they are. They're not trying to be the stars. And I think if you get Kawhi Leonard, which most people think they will, they become Toronto. Because I think that's what Toronto has around Kawhi. They got a bunch of really good role players. I mean, Kyle Lowry's been an all-star here and there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Montrezl Harrell, I like him. Lou Williams knows his role. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
What a role that is.
Right. Just come in and shoot.
They got no other responsibilities.
And those are low-maintenance guys. They're all low-maintenance. I don't know how you feel about Kawhi's maintenance, but I think it's low-maintenance.
Low-maintenance.
The Lakers, even if you get AD, which is a big if, LeBron historically, and this is when he was younger, it still took him the year two to win a championship because maybe it's the adjustment, other stars adjusting to LeBron, him adjusting to other stars. But Cleveland, they won in the second year. Miami, they won in the second year. So if it gets to the second year, that's not to mention, what are you going to put around Anthony Davis and LeBron? But if it gets to the second year that AD is there, and then you're talking about LeBron in his 18th season. So now, how great is he? He'll still probably be really good, but how much decline will there be in year 18? So for those reasons, I think the Clippers is a better job.
It says, which is the better job over the next 3 years? Now, see, you said something very, very interesting. If the Clippers get Kawhi, if the Clippers get this.
The Lakers get AD.
Lakers already got LeBron. They already got a superstar.
Still don't look very good right now.
They don't look very good right now. But right now, over the next 3 years.
You're 17, you're 18.
You feel comfortable saying that Clippers will have a better record next year? As we stand
right now?
Yeah.
I think the Lakers, if they don't add anybody, they're making the playoffs.
Exactly.
I like that. But I'm talking about championship.
Yeah.
The Clippers is a better job.
The Lakers just on pedigree alone is a better job.
Of course, on that.
For me, I think LeBron will be able to attract. Now, whether or not they can get Anthony Davis, see, I still, you know, what's going unnoticed is that we're losing these games and our percentiles of getting old Zion, you know, we marching.
We wasn't talking about who we getting.
Well, that's what you do. Since you did that, and we're going to package it.
So now you got Zion.
Yeah, we're going to package it. Yep. Package old Zion and those three young players for Holiday and AD. That's what we going to do for y'all Pelicans?
That'd be interesting.
That's what we going to do for them. And guess what, Skip? We going to be somewhere cutting down the nets.
Do they cut down the nets? You're talking fantasy now. You getting Zion. Come on.
Do they cut down the nets in the NBA? We might.
We might start? Okay.
Lakers is the better. Now, I would love to have Doc Rivers. I think this would be the – LeBron loved guys, the coach, that played the game. Doc played like 15 years.
Doc was good.
And – he won a championship as a coach. So now most players, not all, most players have the utmost respect for guys that played, coached, and won. That's why Phil Jackson, that's why Pat Riley, although they were not great players, they played and they coached and they won titles. There's something to be said about that. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I would love to have Doc. I don't see the Clippers letting him out of that deal, but the Lakers always going to be a shining star.
Mm. So this boils down for me to one question and one question only. If you are Doc Rivers and you are 57 years of age and you have coached as a head coach for 20 straight seasons, that's a long grind. If you have your druthers, and again, we don't know the X factor of who's going to get whom, right?
Correct.
But in the big picture, would you rather win one more championship for the Clippers or the Lakers? Because if you go to the Lakers and win a championship, it would just be business as usual. It's just another Lakers championship. Mm-mm. What would be huger would be to win a championship for the Clippers.
You mythical, Skip.
Okay.
Winning a championship with the Clippers.
I still think the Lakers would be bigger.
Hey, what?
Just because
it's not
been
like
a while.
They haven't won them before.
It's been a while, and you do it with LeBron. That would be huge.
Okay, this is just me. I wouldn't wish coaching LeBron on any coach because I think it's really hard. It can be really good.
Even if he likes you.
I know. It's just hard. It's He is the drama king. It's just nightly, it's just wear and tear on your emotions because you have to take the bullets for him when he's in a bad mood. You have to just stand up there and take it from the media. And Luke Walton has done a great job of keeping a stiff upper lip this year. Well, he hasn't cracked one time. I haven't seen him crack.
Prior to this year, he was the winning king.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. But now back to Jerry West. There's one man in all of pro basketball I do not bet against. I learned a long time ago. Jerry West helped build the Showtime Lakers and then the Shaq Kobe Lakers. And then he went to Golden State and he helped build these Warriors. He did. He was instrumental in it. And in between, he took a couple of years off and he went to Memphis and won Executive of the Year in the NBA in 2004. That's how great he is. He has 8 rings as an executive. Only one as a player. He's the logo. I don't get it, but somehow he's still the logo. But whatever.
He lost 8, too.
Okay. Yeah. He did.
A different criteria
but
back then.
This man has executive genius about him. And all of a sudden, Steve Ballmer's got him, and Doc is lucky to have him overseeing. Again, he's not hands-on, like you said, right. Lawrence Frank, but all the big-picture decision-making, all the picking of the players, all the drafting of the players, that's all coming from Jerry West. I'm not going to bet against him. And if I'm Doc, I'm saying I'm going to hang in here because not good things are about to happen. Great things are about to happen. They just traded their best player, and I thought, well, that's the end of the Clippers this year. Tobias Harris goes to Philly. And what happened? They took off. Right. They're going to lose their first-round pick, which they don't seem to value, because they are going to go ahead and make the playoffs.
Right.
They're on an astounding run. Everything is in place. And I disagree with you. If you won a I know this is like the impossible dream, but if the Los Angeles Clippers won a championship before LeBron's Lakers did in the next 3 years, I know that seems, but we don't know how the chips are going to fall. Right. And if they got number 2 up in Toronto, if he came to L.A. and Jimmy Butler came with him, then maybe you start to have something. If KD leaves Golden State, you don't know what might happen.
There's all types of openings for the Clippers. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be Kawhi and KD. There's talk around
well,
the league
that
they don't.
Oh, it's here over. We go. Yeah, it's we'll look out.
That those two may not want to play together. Yeah. What about Kyrie? It could be Kawhi and Kyrie.
Why you won't say Kyrie and LeBron?
Because I don't think Kyrie wants to go back and play. I think they're friendly now and they're cool, but I don't think he wants to go back and play there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it. But Kyrie starting his own media company, he's got those same aspirations. Now, he could learn under LeBron.
What
but
better
he could
way?
Want to come to L.A. and do it himself. Here, if the Lakers, the guy, with all due respect to Doc, the guy they really should be trying to poach from the Clippers is who you said, Jerry West.
Yep.
Jerry wanted to go there. He would have been happy to aid Magic.
I know, this feels like a spite move almost, like I'll go to the Clippers and I'll show you.
They didn't want Jerry West, believe it or not.
But wouldn't that
And that would help, LeBron would have the utmost respect for Jerry. Not that he doesn't have it for Magic and those guys, but he would have the utmost respect for Jerry West.
I don't know.
The thing with Doc, remember, Chris Paul loved Doc. He wanted Doc. He made sure the Clippers could get Doc, and then they fell out. You know, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I loved when Doc was.
We just had a little temporary setback. Okay. We had a momentary setback for a great comeback.
Okay, just remember, LeBron is not getting any younger.
I can't tell.
Just not.
I can't tell.
Well, I can.
I can't tell.
You know what they should do? Put him next year, he'd just be a regular small forward. I think he could lead the league in scoring or challenge it.
Would he be happy with that?
I don't think he can control the game anymore like he used. He can get the numbers. He can still score, but can he control the game like he used
to? But you got
to
put him around players so he can control the game.
He used to be able to control it even without players, like against Golden State in the finals, 2015.
But those,
you know what I'm saying?
And it impact
would take the
on
wear
the game
and tear
right,
off
right,
of him.
Right, the impact that he can impose on the game now is not what it used to be. So maybe we need, as the Eastern general manager said anonymously, he can't take 4 cadavers to the finals anymore.
No.
He needs some breathing human beings to get to the finals. Now, Skip.
He never took cadavers.
Cadavers.
When they met Golden State, now, he didn't take cadavers. They had Kyrie and Love. But once they got hurt, was some cadavers out there.
And then Kyrie got hurt the first game in overtime, like a minute in the overtime. Yeah. Kevin Love didn't even make it that far. And what about last year?
But what about when Kyrie won a championship for LeBron? Was he a cadaver? Was he breathing?
Yeah, why do you keep doing that?
Did he have a pulse?
Second biggest shot in NBA history. I will give you that.
How about this, Chris?
Next to Ray.
LeBron James is the only man to lead the NBA Finals in every statistical category. Mm. If it's a category they record, LeBron James led in it.
And he's 3-6.
That ain't why that.
And he's 3-6.
And a triple in game seven.
Unfortunately.
And got a high game
with
high Jim game
with
seven
a little
average.
Jab.
We're not going to see
the little
more,
subtle
though.
Jab.
Not this year.
For you, at two, Jeannie?
We got more to talk
little
about
subtle,
with LeBron later. We're going to talk
jab.
About some
know,
of his
I
worst.
Saw that.
He heard it. I just got to get it in. You guys talk over me. I got to make sure
okay.
I remind
I'm good.
You.
I'm good. Hi, guys.
Occasionally. No mercy. Laker legend Kobe Bryant was asked about the team's failed attempt to trade for Anthony Davis, and he didn't hold back. Kobe name-dropped Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, and Brandon Ingram as potential trade chips, saying, quote, Anthony Davis is one of the best players in the world, not now, in history. If you can sign Anthony Davis, you just do it. Shannon, are you surprised Kobe said this?
I mean, am I a ventriloquist or something? Kobe speaking through me? Because I could have sworn. I've been saying this.
Did you say he's one of the best in history?
One of the best.
You guys been talking?
That's what the numbers say. Hmm. That's what his numbers say, Skip. That's what they base everything on, analytics and numbers.
Well, what are his postseason numbers?
He ain't been there. That
okay.
Way. But he only about to be 25.
Okay.
Yeah, so guess what? Kobe Bryant understands in order to win titles, you need players. And the more good players you have, great players you have, the better your chances are. Kobe, you know what? Kobe likes a lot of things. He loves the Lakers. Mm. He loves the Lakers having success. And right now, this is not good for him. Mm. He doesn't like to see his team, the team that he was basically brought up in. 20 years, what he, 5 championships. Mm-hmm. Say, nah. We better than that. That's not the Lakers that I remember, and I don't want to see them struggle anymore. Mm. So, yeah, if we got to trade Lonzo, if we got to trade LeVar, Jello, Ingram, Kuzma, a statue, and a banner to get AD, we going to do that.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we're willing to give up. And so everybody, all LeBron did this. Now we got Kobe. Mm. One of the great Lakers say, get him up. Hmm. Get them up out of here.
Okay.
So now I want to hear what they got to say now. Because all LeBron didn't say trade for AD. He said it would be a pleasure. It would be an honor to play with someone like Anthony Davis.
Remember, Kobe's new role with the Lakers is as an ambassador, right?
Yeah.
So I was surprised he spoke out this strongly because I don't think Jeannie Buss loved this. Because Jeannie Buss has tried to knock down all the talk about all those young players
were
offered.
It's too tall for her to knock down.
Well, she called it fake news.
You
she
believe her?
Was, I do not believe her. But again, is she going to love that Kobe reinforced the growing sort of mystique of this trade, you know, the fact that this was happening?
Probably not.
Probably not, right?
Are we supposed to believe Jeannie or our lying ears?
Well, there you go. That's the point. So now to Kobe's point. My point was, at the trade deadline, if in fact the Lakers were saying, take any of the kids or all the kids you want, I don't know how it would have worked against the cap, but if they had thrown in, remember, they still had Zubats.
Yeah.
So if it's Lonzo, Kuzma, B.I., Zubats, and a first-round pick, I'm saying that's a great deal for the Pelicans. That would start the Pelicans over because Zubats can play. And by the way, the Clippers got him now.
They probably would have been willing to go to 2 first-rounders. Now, you can't trade first-round picks in back-to-back years.
No.
So it would have been 2019, 2021. But, Skip, you're talking about 4? So 2019, 21, 23, 25, and all that?
It's absurd that you turn that deal down. It's just too good for one player who I'm going to say it again about Anthony Davis, and I respect him. I admire what he puts up. He is the PER king of this league. He's at the top of PER year after year. That's player efficiency rating. And yet, does he make his teammates better? Not enough. And I don't know why or why not. It's just there's something missing in him because he's more of a complimentary superstar. Would he be good with LeBron? He'd be great. I think they need each other. But I also think as LeBron goes into year 17, that Anthony Davis would not be enough. If you trade all those kids away, then how do you restock?
He complimentary. So is sugar.
Okay.
Does sugar taste good by itself, or does it taste good in cake, pies, ice cream, coffee?
It's just straight empty calories.
Okay, then.
You know what? Thank you for bringing that up. Anthony Davis is a lot of empty calories.
He's sugar. He tastes better with something else.
I don't,
put it with brawn and watch it work.
I don't like sugar. Well, I try to avoid it.
I do.
Jenny, yep. I love sugar.
Well, you can't avoid it because it gets hidden in a lot of things.
Exactly.
Right?
So guess what?
Okay.
When we get it, we'll show you what it's about. Okay. We'll show you how to use it.
Year 17. So if you just got LeBron and AD in L.A.
Somebody
and you've given away Lonzo and Kuzma and Brandon Ingram and whatever else.
We didn't give them away. We got something in return. Okay. Even swap ain't no swindler.
Well, who else is going to play with these? Are they going to go 2-on-5 every night?
No, Skip. Everybody with the exception of a handful. Now, if we were to trade those guys, now we still got the makings to make a move. Mm-hmm. We still can make a move because we got another spot. At about 15. Now, we ain't gonna be able to give them no $30 million like we gave LeBron and AD, but we got a move where we can hit somebody with a 15 piece.
I know, but the godsend move, what would save LeBron going into year 17 and 18 is KD and Kyrie coming. Okay, because then because you get them on the open market, you do not have to trade for them.
Yeah.
What if you could keep all the kids and add KD and Kyrie? Now you got it. Because you've taken KD away from Golden State, yeah. And you've brought Kyrie here,
yeah.
You're golden.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, that would be pie in the sky. Yeah, that would be unbelievable. I would love that move, but I don't see that happening.
Okay, well, that's game over move.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You got a shot at winning a couple of championships.
Oh, yeah. Until LeBron, we win them until LeBron retires.
Huh.
After year 21.
Really? Well, yeah. It looks like he's getting close now.
Don't do that, Skip.
Feels like we're a long way away.
Skip, don't do that.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. We've got a packed show tomorrow morning with Terrell Suggs and Errol Spence Jr. stopping by. Be sure to catch us again at the same time, 9:30 Eastern. See you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.